Okay, here we go. I'm very lucky to be joined by Pippa Ryan-Kidd, chairperson of IMNZ on the line. Kia ora, Pippa, how are you?
Kia ora, good, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to talk all things amazing New Zealand music, in particular IMNZ's Going Global Showcase, which is happening this year, August 29th and the 30th. And you've just announced a whole bunch of the amazing panelists that are going to be there from all over the globe. I'd love if you could give us a brief rundown of what Going Global is for the uninitiated.
Yeah, it's a boutique conference. So when I say boutique, it means it's on an international scale, it's a small conference, which means it's really great for networking and meeting people. So IMNZ partner with the New Zealand Music Commission to bring you the Going Global Music Summit. And we bring international music industry people to New Zealand to connect with New Zealand musicians and the teams around them, like booking agents, music managers, those kind of things. And it's for musicians who want to make a career with their music and the people around them wanting to make a career with their music and providing them with the opportunity to be able to make international connections.
Rawe. And so how long has Going Global been happening for, and how's it grown over the years?
It's grown, I think from memory it's about 9 or 10 years.
Wow.
I might be wrong on that, but yeah, it's around about that. And we have actually kept it a boutique conference. So for the most part, we've been holding it at Roundhead Studios, but this year it wasn't actually available. So this year it will be at Q Theatre.
Oh,
it's
cool.
A slightly bigger space, but we have intentionally kept it a boutique conference so that the space in which we work makes it really comfortable and achievable for New Zealand musicians and their people to be able to make networking connections mm-hmm. with these international delegates. Everybody who comes here wants to come here. Most of them fell in love with New Zealand music at some point in their youth, be it Flying Nun or a particular band, and they all have quite invested interests in New Zealand music and want to come and find out what we have on offer.
That's so cool. And so what do the days typically look like? There's panels and stuff, right? But there's also opportunities to sort of chit-chat?
Yes, there are. And last year we moved it to a Thursday and Friday instead of on the weekend, which sort of mirrors professional conferences, but it provides people to have the opportunity to come in a work environment and not have to give up their weekends. And in the evening, so we have conference and panel discussions during the day, and then on the Thursday and Friday evenings we have showcasing. So we have 12 bands an evening, and that's held at Whammy and Double Whammy.
So cool. The showcases are always such good lineups as well, just like the best of the best, creme de la creme of New Zealand music. Eh? It's a really cool vibe, even for those not attending the conference, to head along to the showcases.
They are. Yeah, they are. And they have provided in the past, we've had multiple bands who've had opportunity come from this.
Mm.
So a couple of things maybe to talk about would mm-hmm. be that we have Adam Ryan from The Great Escape coming. Now, he's been a couple of times and he loves to see what music we have on offer. The Great Escape is a really big music industry showcasing festival in the UK. It's held in Brighton. The public can buy tickets to the music, but the conferencing is music industry. And he came here and he saw Darts showcase, and then he booked them for the following year. I had some artists showcasing that year, it was last year, and I was there, and I can honestly tell you the word on the ground at that festival, at that conference, was there's this Kiwi band you have to go and see called Darts, and they had queues up the street to get into their gigs. So he's coming again this year. And that's a very real success story from him attending the conference. And we have Kimberly Galserin from Dark Mofo Festival in Tasmania. Now, that's a really cool indie festival.
Mm.
She's coming to the conference for the first time. And a success story around that is that Dick Move showcased at Going Global last year, and they also showcased at Big Sound in Australia the following week. And out of that, they got opportunity. Well, one of their opportunities was to showcase at Dark Mofo Festival, which they have done this year. And now that festival booker is wanting to come to New Zealand to see what other music we have on offer. So that just shows that there are very real opportunities to be made from showcasing. But also, if you don't get a showcase, you should still come to the conference and network, because all those delegates are here to talk to people. They want to meet as many people as possible, and it's a conference where you can approach anyone and everyone. And it's not a conference where you think, oh, maybe I'm not quite at the right level, maybe I'm not important enough. Come and meet people. You can meet people from the New Zealand music industry, and you can meet international music industry people as well. And it's cool. It's just really good fun.
Ka pai. So you'd encourage musicians of all sort of stages to come along and just get chatting and
connect. Yeah, if you have international goals in your music careers, then it's a really good thing to come to. Even if you're not at the stage where you're ready to take your band internationally, there will be information there that's really useful to you. For example, we have somebody coming from Tamasdat, who are a company that does US work visas for the entertainment industry. And that conversation alone is incredibly interesting for anybody who wants to look at playing shows in the US.
Right. And I'd imagine that even for those who aren't necessarily musicians but are involved in the music scene in some way or another, and are keen to get a foot in the door as a music industry professional, it's a good chance for them to connect as well.
It really is. And another one I just wanted to mention was, in the last couple of years, we've been working very hard to bring connections into various Asian territories. That's one thing that our members have actually asked of IMNZ to provide. So we've worked very hard, and last year we had about five or six different people, like from booking agents and publicity and promotional companies, come and talk about those territories. This year we have a booker coming from a festival called the ASEAN Festival. It's held in different places around the South Pacific Asia regions every year, and it showcases the best in music for those territories. Now, they this is the first time we've had them. Somebody attended last year, and we've had connection with them to provide more opportunities for our artists. So it's just another area. It's not just US and Europe. We're looking at opening up many more opportunities for our artists.
So cool. So where can people head if they want to find out more info and register for the conference?
The best place is indies.co.nz. That's the IMNZ website. And that will take you to the Going Global website, or you can Google Going Global Music Summit 2025.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Pip. It's been a pleasure to learn more about the amazing mahi of IMNZ and Going Global. I thought we'd end with a track from Mokotron, because, of course, he won the Tate Prize last year, and he's been going global at Glasto this year, which is very exciting.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, Pip. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Ka-ke-ke. Bye.